One night, after a party in Oxford of which I remember nothing, I found myself standing next to a fellow student in the High Street. I hadn't seen him at the party, and I never saw him again. We had a brief conversation. He mentioned, with reverence, the name of a writer I had never heard of. I had to ask him to spell it. On the Monday, I went to Blackwell's. They had none of the author's work in stock, but said they would order something. It would have to come from America. It was a paperback with a blocky grey cover. The first story was called Tlön Akbar Orbis Tertius. I read, I owe the discovery of Akbar to the conjunction of a mirror and an encyclopedia. The mirror troubled the depths of a corridor in a country house on Gaona Street. The encyclopedia is fallaciously called the Anglo-American Encyclopedia, New York, 1917, and is a literal but delinquent reprint of the Encyclopedia Britannica of 1902. I have never been quite the same since. The title was Labyrinth. The author was Jorge Luis Borges. I don't really accept the concept of having one's life changed by something. How can one tell what its course would have been? But Borges changed my perception of what literature was. I had not known it was possible to do what he was doing. Yet I knew that I had been waiting for it. A window was flung open, and something in my mind, which I hadn't known was there, woke up and flew exultantly out. In that first story, he wrote about a world which its inhabitants believe to consist not of objects, but solely of actions. Its language has no nouns and cannot express the passage of time. Other stories describe a city in which the lives of the people have, through an entirely logical progression, been given over wholly to an official lottery. A library which is infinite and is the universe. A man who remembers everything but does not understand the concept of categories. An attempt to dream a human being into existence. The attempt of a 20th century Frenchman to write the original version of Don Quixote. Puzzles, mirrors, infinite regressions, paradoxes. These perfectly crafted, erudite stories, despite their appeal to the intellect, grip like a vice. Ironic, infused with melancholy, they have a streak of violence because crime interested Borges as an apparent eruption of the irrational, which in fact never was irrational. He had read everything and spoke five languages. He loved English literature. His writing was extraordinarily concise. The stories are like gems. Though metaphysical, they understand the street. He always said he was writing about Argentina. He had a genius for the exact use of a surprising word. He wrote lyrically about the dawn, the sunset, the jungle. He was also a poet and essayist. He stopped writing stories in 1953 when he became blind. He died in Geneva in 1986. He has no imitators.